How about you start off?
I don't know, because you need to navigate it, because I just am so full of emotions. I rewatch this movie for me is like me before you. It makes me feel like me before you.
That's not good.
No, it's not. It gives me before you vibes for myself so much. And I was watching the movie and I was screaming.
Oh boy.
So you can start off. Please navigate this conversation, because I'm very passionate.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
My camera fell back. Okay. So characters. What did I say about characters? Tony is very guarded in this.
I mainly talked about Tony and Steve.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're the two main.
Probably Tony, Steve, and Wanda are like the three to really talk about for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Bucky, I guess, whatever, but not really. Who cares?
Yeah. But Tony was very guarded in this movie and wasn't upfront about his decisions, which, so the whole thing about the Avengers should be controlled. The Sokovian Accords. Yeah, I kind of get it, because like they're doing it so they don't risk killing innocent lives, right? And they kind of have like I wouldn't say an agenda, but they kind of have rules set in place on what they can and can't do.
Yeah, like it's the whole idea for
it's like a treaty kind of.
The whole, yeah, it's like the idea is like this isn't going to be this private organization where you guys kind of just make decisions on your own. It's going to be decided through the UN, through all of the countries in the world, of whether or not when you are needed.
Yeah, which I get just from being in the military. Like, I get that, you know, but also too, it could be abused potentially. So there's that. And who can really judge what's good and what's bad? Like and there's no way to really tell. So that's,
oh, so we're on like different ends of the spectrum for this then.
No, I'm talking about both sides on how it's good and how it's bad. I don't really have a side I would choose.
Well, what would you choose? Would you sign or would you not sign?
I probably wouldn't sign.
Oh. See, I would sign. Because if like for me, watching the entire movie. Well, not the entire movie. More specifically, the airport scene. I was like, this is why this Accords is here. Because y'all can't make decisions. So you have to fight each other and then ruin a whole goddamn airport about it. This is why this is being made in the first place. That's what I thought this entire time.
I get that. But also, too, like I said, I don't want someone to decide for me what's good and bad. When if something's obviously bad, but they say we can't help, then it's kind of like, we can't do anything. Well,
it goes to the level of like, well, what is appropriate for each member of the team? Because like they said, there's like, you have people like Tony, who is just a normal guy, or Spider-Man, or even Steve, he's normal, or like Natasha and Clint, who are just, for those two, they're just like really good agents who are more on like a certain level. And then you have like these gods with mythical powers. It's like, you know what I mean? Like there, I feel like there's bases to like who can handle what and who can do what. Like, you know, I think that I am more on the side of like, you should sign. Because I don't know. I just couldn't. It's kind of like, especially when it's, you don't, and I said, I like this movie because it like, it shows the consequences to your actions, right? Here are the consequences to your actions. And they even show it when they're talking to the Secretary of State. Like, yes, you've saved all of these things, but look at the damage that is done. No, and you guys only care about whether or not you get to work or not in that scene. You know what I mean? And I think that's a good point. It's like, yes, you're saving all these lives, but then there's still a cost.
I think there'd be a cost either way if they sign or don't sign. Of course,
there's a cost either way, but it comes to a point of like, if you don't see that, like, this is effect, like, I feel like their battle is obviously their focus is on one thing. A lot of the time they're not, and that's the whole thing. They're not going to think about the repercussions of these actions, right? Because they're so focused on saving the day. But it's like, who are the people that actually have to like clean up after this and like try to regroup all of this stuff? They're not going to go on to the next thing. So it's like, if we can stop, like, not stop, but maybe if we can avoid certain things from being done like that. You know what I mean? Casualties.
Yeah.
Because no, I think they make up a good point. It's like, also too, like, and he was even like, okay, well, where's Thor and where's Hulk? You guys have no idea where anybody is. There's no like, yeah, they're like, yeah, I'm a call away. But it's like, you guys are all like on your own agendas too.
Yeah. But I don't think they need to necessarily have in writing. I think they just need to figure out what to do amongst themselves and not have to something to do that.
But then maybe they need something in writing because they obviously don't know what they're doing amongst themselves.
I don't know. I have faith in people.
Well, I have faith in people too, but you also want to like be logical about things.
Yeah.
You can't be, well, it go like, yeah, you can do what's right, but also there, you have to be logical about things. I feel like in a lot of ways in this movie, Steve is like, what's the word? It's hard because I think Tony is basing it off more on emotion, but he's trying to take the logistical route about it.
And he's not winning.
And then no. Tony or Steve, did I say Steve or did I say, oh my God, I'm so confused. Okay. I think that Tony's trying to take the logistical route about it, but it's being pushed by his emotions and his own guilt, correct?
Yeah.
And then Steve is trying to take the more, or is taking the more emotional response, like you said, of like, well, I have trust in people. Da, da, yeah. Da. But he would imagine that he would be the more like logistical. That's another thing. I'm like, I feel like he would be the more logistical one.
Steve?
Yeah. Am I wrong?
I feel like from initial standpoints, probably, but the way that they developed over time, they went opposite.
Okay, that's fair. But I just think that I just would be like, yeah, because it like, here's if listen. Whether, and that's a whole other thing, but also too, it's like, well, you don't know if the government's going to flake on you until they actually do.
Right.
That's kind of the price you're going to pay if you write it.
Right.
But I also don't think that if the government's like, no, hypothetically, if every episode of like everyone signs it and see what happens, I don't think the Avengers are going to be like, oh, shucks. You know what I mean? They're gonna fucking go anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think that if this is a way, because like, here's the thing, and this is the whole point of the movie. It's like, for me anyways, it's like, well, now I can kind of see why they want this, because when y'all don't fucking, y'all can't just sit around a goddamn table and discuss it amongst yourselves. Y'all have to fight each other. And like, this is maybe why that this is a thing. Because you're leading to violence and fighting. You know what I mean, though? But, like, I know it's funny. Like, I know you're laughing. But, like, that's literally what I thought. I was like, well, this is the whole fucking point that this thing's in the thing, no? Y'all, we can't sit down and just have a conversation if they can't even sit down and be on somewhat of an understanding of each other. Then how can they save the world?
Well, if they... But I think that goes more than just saving the world, just an understanding of each other in general. Because, like, if they sat down and talked to each other, then, like, Tony would have never gone after Steve. They would have understood why Steve had to leave to go to Serbia.
And I think that, I think, like, any conversations that was, like, understanding-ish was, like, people who agreed with each other.
Yeah.
If that made sense.
No, that makes sense.
So it was just, it was hard for me because, like, as somebody who, like, was like, no, yeah, like, here are the con, like, let's be real about this for 5 seconds. And, like, let's take off our superhero cap and let's take off, like, our real person cap for another second and be like, listen, like, this is crazy, especially when you see it. And I think Wanda was somebody who, like, obviously she's a big component of the movie and why this thing's a thing. But she even, I think she obviously thinks about it a little bit and then she makes her decision, but it's like, it at least can think about it.
Yeah.
I think it's an important topic for a movie and a very interesting topic for a superhero movie because nobody like, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
They save the day and then everything's fine.
No, I think also too, though, the Sokovian Accords right off the bat need to be fixed, because the reason why I wouldn't sign is nations in power abusing the power of having the Avengers at their fingertips. So, like, for example, them sending off to do bad when it, in actuality it's not bad. Like, what is it? It's like, for example, like how why Tony originally was going after Steve in the first place. Like, why he wouldn't let Steve go. Like, he thought it was bad, right? Why Steve was resisting. But it turns out Steve was potentially trying to stop a threat that could destroy the world of super soldiers, right? So that's an example of what countries could do. So that's why I wouldn't sign, is people abusing power, which is known for people to do. So
right,
but if they adjust it, that'd be different, you know?
But I think maybe for me, the conversation has to be within the group. It's like, there's no communication.
Yeah.
No trust. Nobody knows what anybody's doing.
No. There is that. No one knows what they're
doing.
That's
the thing. And I think that's what can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why, like, in some regards, I'd be more to, like, not signing, but, like, being like, okay, maybe we shouldn't just go out on our own whim and, like, you know?
Yeah.
That is true, though. But I don't know. I just, like, maybe for me, they just didn't sell Steve's point enough for me.
No,
like, oh, I never, maybe because he was so stubborn in this fucking
movie. He was stubborn in this movie
that I couldn't get past it.
And Tony tried to, like, tell him, okay, this is the reason why I'm signing it. And he still, right, like threw it back in his face.
He showed Charlie Spencer. He's like, this is, and obviously that's his own guilt. But, like, here are all, like, and plus when they were going through, like, the videos of all of the places they've been to, like, here are all the reasons, like, for my argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, the other argument wasn't as strong.
No.
Not saying not as good. Like, yeah. It's a good argument. It's the opposing argument. But, like, the things, the facts or the evidence, the exhibit A, B's and C's behind them kind of weren't really there. It just, yeah. Tony or Steve was like, who don't trust the government. It's like, okay. And, like, yeah, but, and then too with the whole Winter Soldier thing, but, like, nobody else knew. That wasn't a giant common thing amongst all of them.
No,
like, at least with New York and with Sokovia, like, some of them were there, they knew what happened.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, for me, that's why I was like, why wouldn't anybody do that? Maybe because I'm a logical person and I like the facts. And if all the facts are presented to me, I'm like, well, then that makes sense. Like, I like opinions, but then I like facts to back it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. But Steve really pissed me off. I wrote Bucky is Steve's kryptonite.
Yeah.
He even says it himself, which is why maybe that you shouldn't do things in your own hands. And then I wrote Peggy. Oh, and that's the thing too. Well, anyways, I'll get to that. I wrote Steve is a real piece of work. And I wrote the entire scene with Bucky after T'Challa dad's dad dies is Steve taking matters into his own hands is the exact reason why the Sokovian Accords exist. I wrote Steve is ungrateful and how dangerous Steve's team is because they had like they were flying cars and shit. And I'm like, they're literally like trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrible. And I wrote down this question because it was kind of wrote down, you know, when like Steve almost signed.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Wanda and stuff. And I was like, Steve is because he doesn't really have any real attachment to anything that's here.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tony has Pepper, you know, and Tony even said, like, you're the I'm not gonna let anything happen to you thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's why I was like, maybe Steve just isn't attached to anything here for him to be like, no, this needs to be protected.
Yeah,
sure, Bucky is one thing, but like not like in a sentimental, like I don't think Bucky's enough of a thing for him to be like, nah.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he wants to do good. It's just there's not enough not enough motive for him just to do good but also sign. Like, he wants to do good, but like if, for example, he had those attachments you were talking about, then maybe he would have signed.
Yeah, like it's like everybody, but here's the thing. Everybody thinks they're doing good by the decision that they're making.
Right. Like, I don't necessarily think keeping Wanda locked up as like a kind of like a, not a prisoner because she was able to roam, but like the way that she was the best decision.
Right.
Yeah. Was the best decision.
Yeah. But it's also like, it's the best thing that he could have done. It's better than her being in a jail cell, in a prison cell, which is where everybody ends up at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Steve is just a fucking piece of work. Right, Kevin?
Thanks, love.
I really do not like him. He made me angry. Like, am I right to say that he made me angry at this entire thing? And then I wrote, why is everyone mad at Tony? Because it's funny, because it's this whole thing of like Tony is this, like we said, egotistical maniac, da 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 da, and Steve is like this good, straightforward, I want to do the right thing guy. But I'm like, I don't know, why is everyone mad at Tony?
I feel like people feel are like mad at Tony like because like he wasn't
at all.
I think he wasn't providing the reasoning. Like, he was just like shooting stuff out there. Ew! Like saying he was just saying his side, but he wasn't explaining it. So it might have came off kind of wrong.
But even like when Natasha let Steve and Bucky go,
mm-hmm.
which ultimately left to Rhodey being paralyzed, mm-hmm. and they're at the hospital and Tony's talking to her and she's like, well, cool your ego. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? You fucking did this, bitch. Like, you did it. It's your fault. Like, Tony, and I don't think Tony said anything. He was like, well, you let him go, and this is what happens. Yeah. These are the consequences to these actions. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's the way you look at things, I guess. But I think, like, and that was the one thing, too, especially with, should we talk about Tony's parents and Bucky and Steve?
Because
that
was a big thing.
I would love to. Because I think Steve is so fucking annoying. I cannot. Am I wrong for saying that? Especially with the shit with Bucky and Tony.
You want to know what I just thought? So I was thinking about this when we were talking, and this probably pretty much sums up what you're probably going to say.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I can't like think straight because I was screaming.
Okay. Okay. So I watched the clip from Endgame on how Tony calls out Steve. Like, you weren't there for whatever, and people died because of it or whatever it was. I don't remember what he's referencing.
He was in space, and that's when everybody, like Peter, like disintegrated away and stuff.
Right, and Steve was on the ground fighting Thanos in Wakanda, right? And I don't remember exactly what he's referencing, but it could be like how it just all played out, and Tony was telling Steve, like, you weren't there. Like, I needed you.
Yeah.
And you weren't there. Do you think that maybe Endgame would have ended Infinity Wars would have ended differently if this stuff with Tony's parents did not come to light and then their whole infrastructure potentially crumble?
Well, I watched that scene after this movie. But the whole thing was they haven't seen each other until that point, since I think Civil War.
Yeah.
So, and Tony even talks about it, the Accords, of like, we had a plan that we were going to, there was something that, and Tony even said in Civil War, he predicted Thanos coming. He was like, this is for something, for like a threat that,
yeah,
save a threat that might potentially happen later that we could actually go do. You know, or something like that. And his whole thing is like, I mean, after the shit with his parents, his whole entire image of Steve and trust in him vanished completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he knew that Bucky killed his parents.
And he didn't tell him.
And he, you know, it's funny because it was also the whole thing too that Steve was like, well, Bucky is my friend.
Yeah.
And Tony's like, well, I thought I was your friend too.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that thought of that made me, because I obviously, from watching the movie when it first came out, that's obviously, and it was in the trailer, like, it's a big thing. And it's funny how much Steve's new friends, like Natasha going to Peggy's funeral because she didn't want him to be alone, and Sam helping him get Bucky and risking being arrested and stuff, have done for him, and how in my eyes that's like really ungrateful for Steve not to see that either. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what these people are risking for you because they're your friends, but you don't see it that way. I would be so offended. I would.
Yeah.
But as far as that Endgame scene, it's like that was probably a built up of emotion that like Tony had for Steve.
Yeah.
And plus, like, I'm like all the shit with Peter, you know.
Yeah.
And stuff, and watching him grow and up. all of that guilt.
Yeah.
And him not trusting him. He said, no trust. You're a liar.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and also too, Steve's like, well, maybe you should be rational about this. Motherfucker. He just watched a video of your best friend killing his parents. You think he's going to sit down and be like, yes, let's be rational about this.
Yeah, no.
In the moment.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And it makes me sad because I'm like, yeah, Steve, like, look what these friends are doing for you, like, throughout the movie. And it's just like, you don't see that way. You're just, he seemed so tunnel vision to me in this film and stubborn.
He definitely is.
Irritating.
Yeah, he definitely is.
You know?
Yeah. I love, one of my favorite things about Tony in this movie is when he told Steve that I hated you at some point. Like, I hated you.
Yeah.
My dad loved you more than he loved me. Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad loved you sometimes more than he loved me.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that was another thing in Iron Man 2, his scene with his dad.
Yeah.
You're my greatest creation. Well, motherfucker, maybe you should have told him that in person.
Yeah. Maybe you would have not felt this way. I feel like we hit characters and plot all at one.
But I just, that's why I don't like Steve. I'm sorry. And I think, but it's funny because the opinions about Steve have changed drastically.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but everyone's on my side now, pretty much. Because also too, you go, whatever. I'm not getting into it. We're gonna get to it. But yeah, that was the thing. I'm like, that was the one thing too. I'm like, you don't see what these friends are doing.
It was kind of like, so like how in Iron Man 2 we were saying Tony was his worst enemy, for this movie Steve was his own worst enemy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep.
So like, understand he was trying to,
well, he thought
Bucky's name clean, which of course it wasn't his fault for what they were talking about with the bombing and stuff, which I understand. Mm-hmm. But also too, he was so adamant on getting Bucky's name cleared that he couldn't focus on the main thing, like what the main thing was at hand. What?
Oh, I just came up with my mind just blew. So maybe Steve was so focused in tunnel vision on getting Bucky's name cleared, he didn't think about the repercussions that his friends were costing for him. Similar to how this whole Quartz thing was happening, about the repercussions of their actions. Oh!
Mic drop.
Boom, mic drop. It's true, though. That was the one thing I'm like, but you have, but like, there's also I get it. Like, obviously, like, Bucky is kind of one of the only things for Steve to hold on to, like, his past.
Yeah.
And that's his best friend. And obviously, like, that's the guy who, like, whatever, grew up with him and stood up for him when he was Yiddle and stuff. But I don't know. I just would imagine that he would just be more, like, level headed and logical.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, I think we kind of covered everything. I did not like the action scenes.
No.
Because it made me sad.
I mean, the action scenes were good.
They were great. Like, they were really good. But I just, like, I like, cringed watching them because I'm like, I don't want to see any of you fight each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. They were good. It was hard.
Yeah.
Ugh. But they were there. Yeah. I like the stuff with Falcon, Bucky, and Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was cool.
I like that stuff. I'm not going to go any more Steve slander. But I'm glad this movie, like, fulfilled, like, reinsures my thought process years later is about him. Oh, whatever. That's not important. I wrote Steve's letter, but, like, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm a call away. It's like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. And then all your friends end up in jail. It's like, what do you, that's, and you're like, oh, I'm going to come in and save the day. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shut up, Steve. If I saw this motherfucker and I was in that jail cell, I would not be smiling. Like, you bitch asshole. No? Am I wrong? I don't know.
All right.
Whatever.
Bonus points.
My bonus points is for the introduction of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. My was for how they tied the one thing. So in this movie, they introduced Barf, that one simulation.
Yeah.
And that's the bonus points tying into our last movie.
Yeah.
On how Mysterio came to Mysterio. Yeah, Mysterio came to be.
Right. Barf.
Yeah.
Tony. This is going to be hard for me because it has the me before you syndrome.
All right.
I don't think I can ever watch this movie again. Characters. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. I don't know. What are you giving it?
A 3.
I'm going to base my characters off of, like, basically, like, Tony and Steve, right? I think I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
Because, no, I'm not going to explain why. I'm not going on this tangent anymore.
Please, no. All right. Plot.
I think it's a good plot. I'm going to give it 5.
I'm giving it a 3.5.
Oh, wow. Why?
I feel like they could have done it better. Like, it was good. but there could have made it better.
I really don't know how they could have made it better. Well, I do. They could have just sat down and agreed, but no, that movie wouldn't be as entertaining. Oh, I was going to give it like a 5. I thought it was good. I liked the plot. It made me, what did I say? A good movie is if it sparks emotion, and that plot sparked emotion for me. I give it a 5.
All right. Action.
Oh, I like the action.
I give it a 3.
What? I liked it a lot. I was going to give it a 4. Wow. 2 bonus points.
1 for me.
Ta-da-da, on our last movie.
Thank goodness.
Jesus Christ. Maybe we'll do like 3 movies next time.
Yeah, let's do 3 movies next time.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't help that superhero movies are just extra long than normal movies.
Yeah.
All right, last movie we have is Spider-Man Far From Home, which I enjoy very much.
I do too.
Let's talk about the characters.
I love Peter.
I do love Peter. He's so cute.
Literally, like, he's been a superhero for how long now, and he still acts like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, that was the whole point of this movie. Yeah. You gotta figure out what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
I especially love Peter and MJ in this movie because I think they showcase a good, awkward high school
relationship.
Cute relationship. Really, yeah. Well. Unlike Peggy and Steve. Yeah, I like Peter a lot. Like, I think obviously, like, he has a lot going on with his internal plot.
Yeah.
You know, after Tony dies and like dealing with that, and also like trying to be the next Iron Man, which I don't know why people would think Spider-Man would be the next Iron Man.
Well, probably he thinks, I think no one knows that what he thinks that he should be the next Iron Man, but Tony was molding him to be like this.
No, but like, that was a whole thing of like, I'm not gonna be, that was a whole thing of, he even said like, people want me to be the next Iron Man. It's like, no. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like that is more internal for him. Like, I know. he thinks people want him to be next Iron Man.
No, but people asked him. People asked Spider-Man during the press, are you the next Iron Man?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Of like, maybe because they're both like in the same vicinity. And, you know.
I don't think it's vicinity. I think it's just like in what
public figures
maybe, but also too, like, Peter is very smart and he builds exactly like Tony.
Yeah.
And like he very much leans on Tony for stuff, like Spider-Man leans on Iron Man.
Yeah, but also too, but like, the general public isn't gonna know all of the personal stuff.
No,
you know. So I'm just curious to see like why the general public would make those.
Yeah,
that's why I say like general vicinity, because they're both in New York, correct?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man is starting to become more of a public figure.
Yeah, he's
press and stuff. So I was just curious because I'm like, yeah, but yeah, I mean, Tom Holland's really great as Peter, and I think, and then Mysterio,
Kevin told me, he's like, they did a good job of hiding him the first half of the movie. Like, his intentions.
I saw this film in the theater when it came out, and I was shocked as well.
Yeah. Like, you're like,
I liked how they also tied it in with Tony.
Yeah.
Back to like old storylines and stuff, mm-hmm, with barf and stuff. I thought that was really cool.
And it is Robert Downey Jr. in another movie again after his character dies.
He'll probably be in the next Spider-Man.
Probably.
But
I was thinking about that, like, because the next Spider-Man is going to open the whole multiverse thing. What if like Iron Man from a different universe comes?
Oh my God, stop. I was thinking about that kid cry. I forgot what I was going to say, but I liked, here's the thing. Jake Gyllenhaal to me doesn't scream like the like
villain.
No. I was going to say the quintessential superhero.
Oh.
Just because I liked him more as the like
the villainous when he's, like, Mysterio.
Yeah, a lot. I think it just fits him a lot better.
Yeah.
Because Jake Gyllenhaal also annoys me, but that's another conversation.
All right, Kim.
But yeah, I liked the stuff with MJ. It was so cute. When they were all, like, awkward together. And I like the stuff with Aunt May where she's like, did you do the thing yet?
Yeah.
And like her and Happy and stuff. Yeah. I like the characters a lot in this movie.
I liked
Nick Fury and Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I liked where when the drone comes at Nick and he's like, you got me. And she shoots it up. She's like, yeah, I got you.
That's the actress from How I Met Your Mother, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. She's the only one from that series that actually is doing stuff.
Danielle! What are you talking about? That's not true at all. You just got to... Why do you have to bash that show?
I have no...
bashing Friends.
I have no idea.
You're so rude. Just start bashing Friends.
But plot. I think it was pretty good, especially with the internal struggles that Peter was facing.
Mm-hmm.
They made him human, just like how Tony was.
Yeah.
So that was good, and plus, it adds on to the fact that he's just a kid.
Yeah. That was the one thing I liked a lot too. Of like, he's like, I just want to be a kid, but all, and it's a good question of like, well, if you're somebody who's a teenager or a young adult and you are gifted these abilities and you do these things, it's like, what would you do?
Yeah,
like you're growing up, like, just the idea, like, obviously this is a more enhanced way, but like the plot and the storyline of like having to grow up,
yeah,
is something that everybody can relate to in some ways. Obviously not everyone's a superhero, but
yeah, and he has to grow up a little faster because like, yeah, there are superheroes that don't exist
anymore. He's dealing with, like, some real shit.
Yeah. There's superheroes that don't exist anymore or not on the planet. And, like, he's one of the few left to actually protect the planet.
Yeah.
When...
That's here when, like...
Yeah.
You know. But that's the thing, too. And they were... And Happy was like, let him be a kid, dog. He'll call you.
Yeah.
You know? So I like that too. I like the stuff with Mysterio. It was really cool. I didn't expect it.
No,
me I do either. Know that like Mysterio is one of Superman.
Spider-Man villain.
Spider-Man villain. So
his one of many.
One of many.
I think he's the most. I feel like.
In superhero world or just in Marvel world? What about Batman?
Well, yeah, Batman too. But Spider-Man in Marvel world has a lot of villains.
Well, that's what that's a whole conversation we had of like Spider-Man is like one of the quintessential Marvel.
Yeah.
Heroes. Mm-hmm. Everyone fucking loves Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I liked how it was. Well, that should be a bonus point. I like how it was in Europe and like in Italy and stuff. I like the action a lot.
Yeah, the action was pretty good.
I usually like Spider-Man's action stuff.
Because he is far away, but it has to be, it turns into hands-on once he's done.
Yeah.
So. It does more for like being a far away type of action
person.
Well,
he's doing a lot of physical activity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's always doing physical activity when he's Spider-Man.
Right.
I liked even stuff he was doing stuff like as Peter.
Yeah.
I loved like the first scene when they're in Venice and it's like that water element.
Uh-huh.
And he had that mask on. It's like, dude, everybody knows it's going to be you.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, MJ called him out.
You know.
Yeah.
And I liked the scene with when they were in the car and he was trying to kill Brad.
Yeah.
That was funny. But yeah. I don't know. I liked the movie a lot. And it's good. And you know what I really like about the all of the Spider-Man movies, well, in this MCU, is like they do really set up really well, and they like follow a storyline really well.
They do.
This movie is going into the next movie.
Yeah.
Like it's probably
literally picking right up after, right after. Like, yeah. Because in the trailer, it shows him swinging with MJ getting caught by police.
Right. And that's how this movie ended. And even in the in Homecoming, like it was right after Civil War because Tony's in it.
Yeah.
You know, so I like how they do a really good job of like.
His storylines, one right after the other.
His storylines out of a lot of the superheroes are like really good.
Yeah.
Bonus points.
What did I say for bonus
points? We always start really long with the first movie and then really short with the last one.
Yeah. I don't remember what I did a bonus point for, but I'll just give it for the movie overall as a whole.
I give a bonus point for MJ and Peter. They're really cute. Oh, my bonus point is for Tom Holland and Zendaya because they're like actually together. I love them. They're so cute. And she's like taller than him, which is like so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cute. I literally was watching.
I mean, it was bound for someone to fall in love on a Marvel movie because, like,
well, and
everyone in Hollywood.
Well, everyone thought, like, with the first movie they were going to get together.
Yeah.
It only took, like, the third one. I was watching their scenes together. I'm like, you guys are so cute.
Well, he also, like, not talking about MCU, but in general, he always posts stuff about her and, like, hypes her up.
I know, they're so cute. I can't. That's my bonus point.
Okay. All right. So, characters.
I give the characters, like, a 5?
I give them a 4.
I give it a 5.
Plot is a 4. Plot was good.
I give it a 4 or 2 because I don't really like the next Iron Man stuff. I mean, I get it. Like, I'm happy that they showed, like, I think it's important they showed, like, Peter's grievance.
Yeah.
But I don't like how it was, like, made into the public because I don't know. I mean, I see the similarities, but I don't see it as a public thing because the public isn't supposed to know that, like, Peter is Spider-Man. So they wouldn't know a lot of their personal relationships, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
But I think, again, I do think Tony's death is an important thing to address specifically for Peter in a movie.
Yeah, right after impact.
Endgame, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Action. I give the action a 4. 3?
Like a 3.5.
Oh, I didn't even talk about it. But I can put in my bonus points. Those nightmare scenes, those were really cool. I remember watching that in the movie theater and being fucking terrified. So I'll put that on my bonus points. But I like them a lot. They scared me. So they worked. But I think, too, like, the nightmare scenes obviously were, like, Peter's own nightmare. Like, that he's got, like, all of his thoughts that he's going through.
Yeah.
Which is really cool to see.
Yeah.
So they're cool. I'm going to give 2 bonus points.
All right, now let's add this up.
Oh God, math. All right, so what we're going to do is add up all the points from the categories and then divide them by each category, and then we'll give a number, and then we'll see what goes where. Okay, so number 5. What's your number 5? What's
Captain America.
My number 5 is... What's my... I can't read this. My number 5 is also Captain America.
Okay. I feel like this is going to be very similar.
Okay.
Our list.
What's your number 4?
Civil War.
My number 4 is Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Very close to Captain America in points.
My number 3 is Iron Man 2.
My number 3 is Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
Yeah.
My number 2 is Thor Ragnarok.
Okay. So, my number 2 and my number 1s are tied.
Okay.
Thor and Far From Home have the same score at 3.75.
My uh My number two was Thor,
which has never been done before.
And my number one is Spider-Man.
What was your number two?
Thor. Because of the bonus points. The stink bonus points, man.
I guess Civil War and Spider-Man are number one. But if Opinion Kim wasn't doing the logistics, I would prefer Far From Home.
Yeah.
But they're tied. Which is cool because my other ones weren't tied. So yeah. I like these movies. I think overall, I like DC a little better. From the last ones we did.
Yeah.
But.
Well, hey, now we have, what is it? So on that Marvel spinny wheel, have you included new movies as well? Because a new movie just came out.
Black Widow and.
Yeah, Shang-Chi.
What was it?
Shang-Chi.
No, because when I made the wheel, it wasn't out yet.
Okay. I was just wondering if you're adding the new ones as we go.
I did.
Still got.
Yeah, I did.
Three movies coming out the end of this year for Marvel.
Jeez.
We got Venom, the second Venom. Eternals,
but not when I made the wheel.
Spider-Man. I feel like Spider-Man: No Way Home is going to be the most watched movie ever.
Yeah, I mean the trailer broke the internet.
Yeah, I know.
The trailer. I think honestly, because like everyone loves the fact that Peter and Spider-Man is within the MCU because he wasn't before, and all these characters. And also, too, like Tom Holland's a really fucking great ass Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's so adorable.
And they're bringing the old Spider-Mans into the movie.
And the characters. Yeah. And
I'm excited.
And I'm very excited. It's coming out the day before my birthday.
I saw that. I remember. December 17th. All right. Kim, you want to close us out?
I had a good time doing this. Yes.
It's just too long, and I'm ready to not. I'm ready to not talk to you.
Let me do it. Let me do it.
Okay.
You keep interrupting me. I'm like trying twice to do it. You're not letting me do this. Well, I had a good time. You're paused. I had a good time doing these movie reviews. We're definitely going to do more, probably with like three movies instead of five, because five's a lot. And it'll be a lot shorter and easier for me to edit. But let us know your comments, concerns about our opinions on these movies. Please be nice to us. We have no idea what we're talking about. We're just dumb idiots. But if you liked it, be nice. Just check out some other stuff. It's a blast. Danielle, did you have a good time?
I had a good time watching it.
You just say yes.
Yes.
Danielle had a good time. I had a good time. Okay, everybody. Follow us. Watch some stuff. Do something good and be nice to people. Goodbye.
Bye.